Welcome back to Can We Fix It? I'm your host, Maura Walsh, here as always with my co-host, Jan the Vulpinator Douglas. How you doing?
Hey, everyone, and hello, my friend. How are you?
Living the fucking dream, lady. You and I actually did homework for today's episode. I mean, we do homework for every episode, guys. Just kidding. But we waded through, what did you say it was,
163 pages
of lieutenant governor applications and resumes so that you guys wouldn't have to. Now, if you're looking for like a cohesive breakdown of like who is objectively the better candidate, you can go to fucking Ted Nesi for that shit. All right. You call Tim White or Kim Kalunian. That's not what we're here for. What we're here for is to just straight up drag the, what do we say, 90% white men?
Yes, very much so.
Who either have never written a resume or cover letter in their lives or don't have anybody who loves them enough to say, you can't fucking submit that. So Jen, you know, have you ever seen a job posting that like, you know, was good money and looked really cool? Something like, I don't know, fucking like the president or something, right? And you thought to yourself, you know, I would love to work at a place like that, but I'm just not, you know, qualified to do a job like that.
Yeah, I actually have a lot of experience with this right now because I am actively looking for another job. So as I'm sorting them, you know, I have two goals. A, is this in my career field? Can I handle the job? And B, am I qualified? Apparently, I've been doing it all wrong.
Yeah, as it turns out, if you and your penis are white enough and your dreams are big enough, you too can go from like manager of a Smoothie King to applying for the lieutenant governorship with apparently little to no self-awareness. So as you guys can clearly tell from the intro to this episode, this is just going to be us dragging these garbage ass resumes. Not all of them are super, you know, fun or funny, but we're going to pick out the best ones for you. So Jen, why don't you start us off with a truly psychotic option of ours?
Yes, we're going to start off with one of my personal favorites, the man who is bringing a series of life lessons to the lieutenant governorship, and he is going to put them to work. His life lessons are, and are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Work hard, play hard.
Wait, I'm sorry, Jen, does the State yes. House really need help playing hard? Like, I don't know that.
I think he needs to aim more for the work hard part, but, you know. White guy, let's just let it roll.
All right, so carry on.
We'll let him have the play hard option after he works hard. He wants to be refreshingly candid. He's not afraid to say the emperor has no clothes.
Oh, no.
I don't even know what it means, but he meant to say it.
Here's the thing: is you said he's not afraid to say, and my brain filled in the blank with the N word. I don't know why. It just felt.
I feel like maybe it's lurking in there. I don't know. He says we need to leave the place better than you found it.
I agree.
And lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. And then he ends the paragraph with, and more. And thankfully, he did not give us more.
Ooh, very Billy Mays. I dig that. And so much more.
And so much more. And there's one line that's really troubling to me because he's super excited about it. He says that he likes the idea of the good cop, bad cop duo. He says Lieutenant Governor Dan is going to be the good cop, and he's very excited to be the bad cop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very excited.
Very excited. And his words are, someone in the state is doing something that displeases you. I'll handle it tactfully, tastefully, and successfully. I'm all set.
Doesn't that? Okay, so he's running for like the Brett Smiley angle of like, whoever you need threatened, I am your man.
I think that's what he's going for. That's all I can think of.
Okay.
Like, you're Smiley.
Wow. All right.
Wow.
So, that's a fun one. Always exciting to hear somebody who's not just looking forward to, but excited to be the bad cop in the relationship. Like, all right.
Duper, duper.
That leans towards mental stability hardcore. So my first one, I really enjoy this guy because, first of all, he does get points for providing both a cover letter and a resume. Some people had a real hard time with that shit. And, you know, his resume isn't like obnoxiously long. But as I'm reading it, I realized, so you know in your resume, you're not supposed to use the first person, you know, what were your responsibilities? Audited the cash drawer, opened and closed the restaurant, you know, like obviously I'm quoting my own, things like that, right? This guy took that to a fucking susical level. Okay, so I'm just going to read the first section of the first word of every section on his resume, all right? So we've got the higher education work experience, initiated, cooperated, guided, created, spearheaded, prepared, worked, served, attended, maintained, authored, built, co-chaired, created, acted, provided, brokered, spearheaded again, collaborated, appointed, guided, represented, planned, employed, participated, encouraged, directed, analyzed, reviewed. For some reason, as I was reading this, it full-on felt like beat poetry.
Sort of slam poetry competition.
Yes, right, like now. I imagined him with a black beret, just like spitting this at Governor Dan. And again, he does get points for addressing it to dear Lieutenant Governor Dan McKee, which, as we will discover, listeners, is apparently not standard on these bad boys.
It's really not.
It's really not. All right, your turn.
Okay, so I have another one. And to your point where you're not supposed to write things in the first person, this one took it a tad too far. And in his personal / career narrative, 2021, his entire narrative reads like an obituary. It's like, it's horrible. So I don't want to say his name because you have to do your own homework on these. I don't want to drag anyone publicly that I do not know. He could be imperfectly nice person, but it was just like John Doe of so-and-so was born in Providence, the son of John and James. His siblings are Ronald, Amelia, and Louise, both deceased. He has two adult children, Jane and John Jr., and four grandchildren. And it goes on, and it goes on.
And is there anything relevant to how this would help him be a good lieutenant governor, or?
No, and it talks about his gratitude to, gratitude is his greatest virtue. Gratitude's the key to living a satisfied life. If you're grateful for whom you are, for what you have, for whom you love, and for those who love you, you shall want for very little in life. So I guess the fact that he is just surrounded in this bubble of love.
So is this John Doe or John Lennon? Because this feels very like Lennon, Yoko, like let's make an animal sounds song soundtrack.
I guess, I don't know. I really just kind of phoned it in reading this one because it goes on for quite some time. But he's got a lot of love in his life. So, you know.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear
it. Good for him. It's going to comfort him when he doesn't get the job.
So one of the things that makes me a little bit crazy with these is, does nobody like check the spacing or anything on their document before they send it? Because the thing that is driving me absolutely up a fucking wall is the amount of like almost entirely blank pages, right? Save for like a sentence at the top. And you're just like, bro, did you not? Like, why would you, like, imagine if this were printed. Do you see how dumb that would be? Anyway, I'm trying to find my next one because I realized that the one that I was just about to make fun of was literally just because of the person's name and the fact that I did not want to have a lieutenant governor with a doofy ass last name because I'm a monster and I get that. Actually, can you do one while I'm looking? I am looking for my next highlighted section.
I'm actually really happy to because I have one that is hilarious to me. This is somebody who I have friends in the area who knows this person. And this person is also on McKee's transition team, which I find interesting that now he's applying for the position after being on McKee's transition team. But this guy, and his resume is fine. I mean, but what it comes down to, when I asked a few people about him, the answers I got were, he's a white guy, DJ, and clam fryer.
Oh, hell yeah! Lieutenant Governor DJ Clam Fry in the his house!
Exactly. Apparently, he's also on the payroll for social media and entertainment with McKee's office, too. I don't feel good about any of this.
Keep it all in the family, baby.
Yeah, you know, it just is what it is. But apparently, he's also a huge... He was a Republican. Full-on, like, Trump-loving, you know, Cult 45 member who switched to independent and then worked on Lincoln Chafee's. Recent run for president. Yeah. So interesting.
Okay.
Interesting.
I have a gentleman here who his resume is about 4 lines. Okay. We have education, Boston University, Stanford, and then hobbies and interests. Poker, professional world poker tournament, 2003 to 2005, and life member of American and International Mensa. And while I appreciate how succinct it is, it also just seems like such a weird grouping of things to decide to include in your very brief resume.
It seems a little off.
I also really love this other guy that I have who used like the old high school trick, right, of putting your font in like 15 point so that your shit looks like mad impressive. But if you scale it down to 12, it's really just like a 2-paragraph cover letter that doesn't have a whole lot of content in it.
Been there, done that. Play the trick myself a few times. Not the place to do it, though, on your application to be the lieutenant governor.
I believe you are up next.
I am up next. And I'm up next with what I think everybody in Rhode Island has had a giggle about, which is the really long resume and letter. we all know who wrote the really long resume.
You don't have to say it. I will. Dylan Conley. That was absolutely no, sir. No. Don't ever apply for a job with a fucking 45-page letter, Dylan. I like you. We are friends, but that is a no.
Same. That's what I was going to say. I really like Dylan. I think he's great, but the fact that I had to sit and read, like, a novella in order to learn everything about his life and his positions really made me not like you very much, Dylan. And I'm going to leave it at that. Because we all know that he does have a whole lot going for him. He has a lot of experience, not necessarily legislative, but he's working it. I mean, I'll give it to him. He's working it, but this is goddamn, it's a beast.
My only remaining issue is, his Twitter handle is like Dylan Connolly for lieutenant governor mayor congress. And I'm like, bro, if you don't know what the fuck you want to do, why the fuck should I let you? Like, why the fuck would I elect you when it kind of seems like you're like, I want to be elected, but like, I don't know, like, I'll take whatever I could get. Like, I don't like that.
Yeah, I'll just take whatever's here. And I was laughing because he writes right in his resume that he admits straight out that he knows that he's a white dude and the position should go to a minority. And he's not a woman and he's not a person of color, but he's going to do it anyway. You know, it's like, hey, you know what? I know that this is wrong, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Dude, can I just say, I am so frustrated with all the fucking male applicants that were tripping over their dicks to be like, I shouldn't be the lieutenant governor. No, I should not be the lieutenant governor. And like, all about like, it should be a woman. It should be a black woman. It should be like a black lesbian Muslim woman. And then every fucking one of them sent in an application. Oh, so that was all bullshit. Oh, okay. Cool. Well, go fuck yourselves and not cool. Let's move on to my new favorite. It is no resume, just a cover letter. And it is like a very like aggressive and like weirdly lawyerly, whatever. But the part that I want to focus on is his summary. Okay. In closing, I would like to summarize that I am a 38-year-old male, registered as unaffiliated voter, and I feel that in fairness to all Rhode Islanders, an unaffiliated applicant, quote unquote, should be considered for the office in which is not being placed on an election ballot for their approval. Okay, that fucking just grammatically was a shit show. But doesn't it kind of read like a Craigslist ad? Like, 38-year-old male, registered as unaffiliated.
Seeking position.
Quote-unquote applicant. Oh. Again, I'm a child. You guys, if you fucking listen to this show, you know that by now.
Yeah, I know. This is not like, you know, high-class radio here. We're just kind of skimming through things.
And then this one, I'm going to take this one because we're friends and I love him and he knows I love him. Aaron Regenberg provided like a 4-paragraph cover letter, and that was it. Like, no resume, no fucking like, you know, experience, no references. Like, guys, have y'all never applied to jobs before? Like, I don't understand why this is such like a difficult thing for y'all.
Again. You know, it is what it is. It's what we've been saying all along. I feel like people are just like, they're going to hear, like, people are so, think that they're so well known that someone's just going to hear the name and be like, yes, yes, it's just name only. Yes, it's you.
I also want to point out, and this is a brief one because this person's resume is like just like a weird shit show. But the thing that I love the most is that he considers one of his special skills that he organized amazing race themed triathlons for children.
Wait, no, this isn't Aaron.
No, this is a different. Oh my god, that would be amazing. Fuck that. Aaron, since when? You're up next.
There's nothing wrong with that, but.
But so I don't know how that's going to help you in this particular scenario.
Exactly. This next one is only I'm really not happy with this guy simply because I have a personal connection. Years and years and years ago, this guy's the president and general manager of a furniture company. He was very upset with the way that with the way small businesses are penalized in Rhode Island. He's a 40-year business owner. He's had to endure the missteps of government, and you know, it really feels like it's hurting his furniture business. I'm going to tell you right now what's hurting his furniture business: the fact that I ordered a dining room table and chair set when I was 8 months pregnant, paid for assembly. His movers lost my chairs, delivered my table, marked up the brand new wainscoting in my dining room, and then refused to put my table together when I paid for assembly. And that is why you are having difficulties with your business, sir.
It's not the business climate. It's because you suck. It's a very different thing.
Exactly. Big X on that one.
And then
I'd like to go to one. Oh, can I go to one more person?
Oh, by all means.
Freaking jazzed. And I looked at it at first and I laughed and I'm like, this has to be a joke one, but TJ Del Santo can be my lieutenant governor any fucking day.
No.
This guy, he was the only man to put in his objective that he wants to use his knowledge of the environmental sciences and the media to benefit humanity, and he's the only one that mentioned climate crisis and the need to address that. I liked it.
No, for a couple of different reasons, okay? Number one, a grown man who wants us to call him TJ, how fucking dare you, sir? Okay, you're like in your 40s. No, TJ, get the fuck out of here. Also, TJ Del Santos is a wannabe Tony Petrarca, who is a wannabe Regis Philbin, All right. Get your fucking bargain bag, Tony Petrarca ass out of here. Okay. If I wanted a newscaster to be the lieutenant governor, it would obviously be Mario Hilario and nobody else. Why is that even a fucking conversation that we're having?
I am down with the Del Santo vote. I am down with Del Santo.
Once again, butting heads on the critical issues facing Rhode Island, Jen. You and I are so ideologically opposed.
You heard it here first on the Can We Fix It podcast.
So this particular one, I just want to know what the fuck this person's life was, okay? Because under skills, and I'm just going to read you the first three, okay? Because the first three are what broke my fucking brain. All right, skills. Linux, okay? Turkish. All right, so I'll be honest. I thought, hey, maybe Turkish is like some internet coding thing that I... No, he literally means like the language, Turkish. And then the third one, digital forensics / autopsy. What the fuck has you been doing, sir? What kind of weird combination? No, I don't like it. I don't know why, but I don't like it. No, you're out.
Watching true crime does not give you that ability to put that on a resume.
I mean, I would have been the lieutenant governor by now. All right, give me your next one.
My next one is 23 years old, and his political role model is Grover Cleveland.
Wait, what?
Like, yeah, he's 23 years old.
I'm 19. I have a back tattoo of Chester A. Arthur, and I want to be your next lieutenant governor.
Let's see what else is in here that's any good. Works for a DC think tank at the ripe old age of 21. Wrote a couple letters to the editor in Florida. No, just kidding. He enjoys chess and baseball and basketball, and he was president of the University Economics Club, which I appreciate. However, he's 23, and his role model is Grover Cleveland. So I'm good.
I don't even I genuinely don't even, whatever. I'm actually, you know what? I'm glad that he didn't clarify why. I'm glad. I like a little mystery in it.
Yep, there was nothing there that let me know. Ooh, yeah. And it seems like he wants school choice. Let's see. Yeah, there's enough. His youth will serve the state well. I'm all set.
So I'm going to be honest. I skipped a bunch, not reading them. I read all of them, but I skipped a bunch to talk about because they were just boring, like average fucking resumes. Nothing like stood out as like a lot of people have political experience. A lot of people were comms directors and things like that.
Right.
And here's the thing is I am all about women running for office, particularly this position, considering that there would, you know, there's literally only one woman left up in the higher echelons of Rhode Island government. But I just want to read the first couple lines of this cover letter. Dear Governor McKee, please consider me for the post of Lieutenant Governor of RI. My husband, a Harvard and Columbia Law School grad, encourages me to step into the service of our state. He claims that I am tireless in the pursuit of leveling the field so that all can succeed. Okay.
Oh, no. My husband said it's okay for me to apply.
Girl, lean the fuck in. Like, you can't even say, like, I'm tireless in the pursuit. Like, my husband claims that I'm tireless. He says I have a great work ethic. Like, oh, boo-boo.
I didn't read that one. I wish I did.
Like, reach for the stars. But, you know, ask your husband first, obviously. All right. I believe it is your turn, my dear.
All right. My next one is somebody that I like quite a lot. I know who she is, but I've never known much about her. But after reading her resume and kind of listening to some buzz on progressive Twitter, and this is just from what I've heard, I don't know anything about her, but Joanne Giannini did a really nice resume. She's got this is like the one I'm throwing out there as somebody I actually liked. She has a lot of experience in local, regional, national issues. She's been a legislator. She writes for the Providence Journal, Go Local Providence. She's a consultant, but like the kind that actually does stuff and not just a fake one. And she's been involved in a lot of groups and interests that I find appealing in somebody who would like to be lieutenant governor. And that's really, it's just a praising, I'm praising someone.
I'm going to go full Rhode Island on this and say, first of all, I agree with you. I fucking love Joanne Giannini. And her nephew was my landlord in my first apartment after I left my kid's dad and I was like a full-on single mother. And he was literally the nicest landlord to date that I have ever had. And so when I met her, and she was like, oh, my nephew Joe rented you. I was already like, oh no, I already love you. Like your family is clearly aww, good people. Shout out to Joe, best landlord of all time. That's good because I'm about to hit you with one that I love. I got Donna Nesselbush, who not only provided a delightful cover letter that was like written as though she had like written a fucking letter before. Like it kind of felt like some of these people had never like corresponded with anybody in their lives. The only thing I will say is, oh, this poor baby's resume was not supposed to go into grayscale. And I love that it's like, you know, engaging and bright and fun. Somebody had the decency, I think it was Nick Inglis, to tweet out a color corrected version of her resume.
It was beautiful.
Which was fucking beautiful. It just was clearly never meant to be in black and white.
Right.
So, but you know what? I kind of appreciate that because nobody likes a fucking show off. You know what I mean? And considering that this is like 12 pages of just like, oh, I saved the world one like kitten in a tree at a time. It's nice that it's fucked up by being in grayscale so that at least other people can compete, you know?
Exactly. It's one thing to get, you know, give somebody else a little bit of a leg up.
Yeah, like I joke around all the time that the reason that I smoke cigarettes is so that people don't find me like, you know, too unapproachable and perfect.
Unapproachable.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's why I smoke cigarettes. Because then people will be like, oh, she does have a flaw.
Oh, there's one thing wrong with her. I feel so much better now.
Exactly. Exactly. You're welcome,
and
fam.
I will say, I want Donna Nesselbush to get appointed simply because I want to see what suit she wears every day. Because that woman has the nicest clothes.
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. You're
have you seen how well her suits fit and how beautiful the fabric is and the colors? Oh. I like her. And on top of that, she's a very smart, really nice person, and I like her a lot.
So this is like a fair, semi-relevant side point, but I was talking to a representative and I was trying to explain a person who worked in the legislative services. And when I said their name, she didn't recognize who the person was. And I said, I could describe them to you, but it's not going to help because it's basically just a description of every dude in that room. I said, older Italian gentleman who wears like a very large suit. And she was like, yeah, that didn't fucking help at all. And so, yes, I appreciate it, Taylor, too, because in that room, it just looks like a bunch of Tom Brady's on the sidelines. Like, I don't know what it is with like those giant ass Paul Manafort suits, but so many of the people who work at the State House and reps and senators themselves, just men in the baggy suits, man.
I have seen the pictures. I completely agree.
All right, you're up.
Oh, it's me. Okay, so we have one now. This one, what a very, I guess, nice gentleman. Talk about somebody who was really just throwing it out there.
Oh, God.
No experience. Yeah. Literally.
Winging it.
And says right off the bat, I have no experience in public office and no interest in politics whatsoever.
Good start. Solid start.
In the position of LG.
Which is notoriously not a political position. There's no politics involved.
No politics at all in lieutenant governorship. Not one bit. Because you know who you want sitting in the sidelines just in case something happens to your governor? the guy who has no interest in politics whatsoever. None.
Let so, them I mean, eat he, cake.
He, this guy's nice enough, like, but he's a little religious. He's a strong Christian. He thinks that we need to go back to the principles that our state was founded upon. So I don't know what that means.
Religious freedom and slavery?
Yeah, I'm not too thrilled about that one. And I was kind of down with him until he said that he likes to take mission trips to Haiti. And I usually get a little sketchy when people are going to other countries on religious missions, only because they tend to try to make people become the religion that they are. And I don't like that.
What I love about missionaries is that they believe that they're converting these people, when in reality, if you teach a kid to say, I love Jesus, and then every time he does, you hand him a sandwich, he doesn't love Jesus so much as he fucking loves sandwiches.
Yeah, he really likes to eat. So, you know, you can't really blame them for that one. The success rate is not on religion. It's on the care and feeding of these people. And then my favorite line, though, after I have no interest in politics and I'm not a politician, is he says, I have no skeletons. So whether this means that he's essentially boneless, not an axe murderer, or there's nothing in his closet that we should know of, I'm not sure. It's really vague.
I really wish that he had said anymore. And I have no skeletons. Anymore.
I have no skeletons. Yes.
Okay, so this next one, the first line prompted a lot of fucking questions from me. Hi, I'm so-and-so, and I'm interested in talking with you about the lieutenant governor position I saw listed online at Patch. Wait, I'm sorry, what? Is there like an Indeed listing that I'm not aware of? Is there like, did they put it on Craigslist?
Like, I saw you at http://www.patch.com. Oh my God.
And now here are the two disqualifying factors for me. Okay. you know, she wants you to know that they were the lead Rhode Island Ron Paul grassroots organizer for both his 2008 and his 2012 runs for presidency. Oh, so you have garbage taste. Cool. And follows that up with, needless to say, I have a unique understanding of how politics works or doesn't. Well, no, mostly just the doesn't, though, right?
Yeah, I think it's more like you understand how to not make any of this work properly because you don't pick good candidates. Wow. Imagine putting that on your resume.
That's okay, because the following thing that I just super needed to zoom in on, okay, is this one little paragraph, and it might need a little bit of digging for you to understand it, okay? With that said, I love Rhode Island. I love our unique place in history, and I want to be involved in not only keeping this place afloat, but making it a thriving and enviable place to live. I know this is possible. I'm a sitting member of the Rhode Island Geoengineering Study Commission, where I produced and cataloged 10 3-inch binders worth of research material concerning artificial manipulation of the weather. This commission is where we generated the internationally recognized Rhode Island Geoengineering Act, which has yet to be introduced in the RI Senate. Thanks, coronavirus 19! Exclamation point. Grr. Couple few things. Number one. Grr. Probably not the tone that you want to strike for a professional cover letter. Number two, does the Geoengineering Study Commission sound interesting to you?
Wow.
Do you know what it is? Because I can tell you what it is. And upon reading this paragraph, I knew exactly who this person was. Representative Tinfoil Hat, every year, puts in a bill, the Rhode Island Geoengineering Act, which suggests that there are currently companies in Rhode Island which use chemtrails to change the weather. And I knew that this shit sounded familiar because I sat on the environmental committee and listened to the three binders worth of horse shit about how the Chinese are seeding clouds and then they can make it not rain on your wedding day and they'll take money from you and you can pay them to manipulate the weather on your wedding day. And absolutely not, Lieutenant Governor Tinfoil Hat Lady. Nice fucking try. You tried to make it sound all scientific, geoengineering stuff. That is not, no, Mrs. No.
He had me gone at manipulated weather. I knew the minute you said geoengineering, I was like, no. He must be buddies with Price, I'm assuming.
Yes, she is. I literally watched her testify on the, yes, listen, hey, conspiracy theorists can be women too. Hashtag feminism.
Exactly. I feel terrible about assuming it was a man, but, you know.
Well, it was such a stupid opinion that you just figured.
I just assumed.
Right.
You know,
no, I get that.
Assumptions. I probably shouldn't have, but I, you know, hey, I did what I did.
All right, you're up. I don't know if you're going to beat, I don't know if you're going to beat Chemtrail Governor, but you can try.
I'm not. I think I only have a couple more to go, but one that
Same.
I have right now, and I've got to give this person some props for having moxie, but they just graduated from RIC last year.
Oh,
I know.
Baby wants their
and
first
honestly,
government job.
Their resume looks better than mine.
Oh,
I mean, this person's currently enrolled for a master's of public administration. They were a Senate page. They were an intern for Jim Langevin, intern for White House. They were part of a planning and community development coalition. Like, this person's pretty cool, but, you know,
that
they're like
hurts.
21 years old.
That
yeah.
hurts. Oh.
But, kid, I appreciate your moxie.
That's so cute. I love it. Boy, right?
I know, yeah.
Obviously. Right,
and
right.
I think no girl would have done it because, you know what, we're taught that we shouldn't, so...
Maybe someday an adorable little 19-year-old girl, you know, or young woman will have the unearned confidence of every white man on this list. Which brings
exactly.
us to this motherfucking gem. This shit was buried. Thank God I actually went through my entire list because this shit was buried right in the middle. No resume. Just a cover letter, and it's barely a cover letter, okay? It's an email. So I'm going to read you the full thing because there's no reason not to, all right?
Perfect.
It is, first of all, the subject line is, crazy idea for Lieutenant Governor. I'm with you so far, okay? And it's addressed to Dan.
Oh, hey, Dan.
Hey, bud. Hey, pal. All right, so if you want someone who is A, not a politician who has no political ambitions or aspirations whatsoever. B, who has always agreed with you on charter schools and small business development. C, who will be a good right-hand man you can count on to help implement your plans and policies. D, who will spend the next 2 years teeing you up for re-election in 2022 while fending off your potential opponents. E, who just wants to spend the remainder of his career giving back to Rhode Island by working beside you and doing the best job for the Rhode Island taxpayer, just as I believe you do, then you might consider me. It might not be so crazy after all. By the way, no offense taken. If you think this is a crazy idea, just thought I'd throw it out there. And it is signed with a smiley face.
Sounds like an infomercial at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Bro, I'm on this dude's team. I'm fully on this dude's team. Teeing you up for re-election while fending off potential opponents. Love it. Love it. Big dick energy. Big dick energy
so
right
much
there.
Energy. There is a lot of BVE in this email letter.
You, me, a governor team. Let's fucking do it. All right.
Honestly, it could be like some buddy film. I'm down.
Let's
we found him, everyone. We have found him. Let's just bring him in.
Seriously. You're up.
I am up. All right. So this next person is not a special interest guy, not a person of color, not a woman, not a member of the Old Boy Network. He's been a Democrat, a Republican, and independent, and not beholden to any particular special interest group. he thinks the position really needs a cheerleader for the state. And this office can be used to continue to plow through the morass of COVID issues, continue the initiatives with small business, and have a presence in the state with the governor to bring this place out of its chronic depression. If you can do that for me, buddy, come on in.
Honestly, I kind of want a fucking lieutenant governor who promises to, like, end my depression. Somebody should.
Well, let me tell you, there's a little bit more. He says, we've been too negative and too willing to roll over and play dead, and we're too tired to embrace any change. And so, my God, if this guy doesn't understand how I feel deep in my heart of hearts, no one does.
For real.
So let's talk about what he does for a living. And everyone, this might really be what we need here in this state. Psychiatric nurse practitioner. Because you know what? we really might need somebody to wade through a lot of these issues. Who has an understanding?
I need somebody to help me unpack this trauma.
I know.
This political trauma of living in Rhode Island.
I'm kind of okay with this.
I am too. He could be our Dr. Jill.
He has no skeletons in his closet either. And also, to his knowledge, no enemies.
To his knowledge? I'm sorry, did he say that?
Yeah, he said, I have no skeletons in my closet, and to my knowledge, .. no enemies.
That is a me!
I love it.
Leave room for the unknown. I dig it. Now,
I'm really happy with this one.
Here's what I hope, okay? I hope that when Governor Dan is reading these, that he can see through some of the bullshit, okay? Because I appreciate people who are wishing him luck in his, you know, new job as governor. I appreciate people congratulating him. What I don't appreciate is people lying, okay? So number one, this person says, like so many others, I've spoken to friends and colleagues, and I know I speak for most people. First of all, no the fuck you don't. Don't ever start a sentence like that. You're a terrible politician already. Okay. When I say the people of Rhode Island are weary, we're weary of political games. We're weary of leaders who are more concerned with political aspirations. We're weary of special interest groups. I also know I speak for many when I say, as Lieutenant Governor, you have been the exception to the rule. It is apparent that you are a leader who truly loves Rhode Island. You don't appear to be indebted to the political system or special interest groups. You strive every day to do whatever you can to make... Stop fucking lying to them. He knows you're pulling this out of your ass. Name me one... I fucking dare you to name me a thing that Lieutenant Governor Dan did. I'll wait. And I'm going to be waiting forever because nobody off the top of their fucking head can think of a single meaningful thing that this man has done. I get it. You want the job. Don't blow smoke up his ass. Dan, you should see right through this, okay? If they weren't there for you when you were the one setting up your own goddamn folding chairs at your event because Gina couldn't even be bothered to give you a assistant, just one assistant. No, I have none to spare. Sorry. You're on your own, Dan. All right. You remember how you were all alone and you were posting those thirst tweets like, hey, Rhode Island, pay attention to me. And nobody would. Okay. She was one of those nobodies. All right. Don't let her fool you now, Dan. All right. You're up.
Oh, what do I have left? I'm looking to see if here we go.
I've only got a couple, but they're actually pretty good.
Nice. I've got one last one because there seems to be a running theme here for a lot of these. And it is all, I have no political encumbrances. I'm a member of the private sector. I have no prior ties, nor do I have any relationships that would influence my decisions or actions. I only want to support your initiatives as governor. That's it. He only wants to support McKee's initiatives as governor.
I don't know what your initiatives are, but I'm here for it. You want to put Rhode Island kids in cages? Let's fucking do it, dude. You want a good cop, bad cop routine? I'm your bad cop. Like, wow, you're just DTF, down for whatever, my man. Good for you. Good for you. My next one is a 23-year-old working in IT. Well, okay. As well as the power washing industry. I like this scope. That's a wide range. And the big thing about this gentleman is that he provided footnotes In his cover letter.
Wait, how? Why?
Right. Good question. So, Rhode Island small businesses account for 52.8% of all Rhode Island employees in 2019. Got a footnote for that. Rhode Island, where's the next foot? Oh, scroll better, Maura. Get it together. Regarding the vaccination rollout, many states have had horrid logistical issues, such as New York and California. That's your second footnote. That's after unused vaccines are thrown in the trash. You know, I guess that's all of them. But yeah, he fact checked his own cover letter. Fucking right on, man.
He doesn't need to do that job. There's other people to do that for him.
But you know what? I like that he's trying to fucking provide the proof. Oh, you think I was making it up? No. Boom. Footnote, bitch. Boom.
Check me out, yo.
All right. Do you have any more?
I have one more, and it's only on my list because I love the objective, or just the top line of this resume. A design and engineering leader hell-bent on expanding human potential. Fucking right on, man.
America! Right. Fuck yeah!
Fuck yeah!
Exactly. Seriously. Yeah, that's got big energy.
That's it. And he's the founder of a thing called Fizz, which I just kind of think is a little bit cool. So, you know what? I'm down with this one, too.
The founder of Fizz. My last guy... and you know, everything about his resume was fine. Here's the thing is it was a long enough resume. I don't know why he felt the need to add under, skills and experience, decent interpersonal relationships, not good. Just so we're clear, decent. You know, like I put on my resume that I'm like conversationally proficient in Spanish. You know what I've never written? Proficient in personal, like in social interaction. How are you with people? I'm proficient.
I'm decent.
I'm
not great, but I'm decent. Way to set the bar low for yourself, though, if you do get in there.
And here's the thing is, I feel like in his brain, he was thinking like decency. You know, like, oh, I have a lot of decent, but like, no.
Yeah, that's what you meant and what you wrote are two entirely different things. Decent.
So, guys, that was approximately, 4,000 candidates. And we'll be honest. I mean, there's obviously people in there who we liked. We didn't really mention them because it's not as funny. But you're welcome for us going through this, so you didn't have to. If you want to, though, I swear to God, there are some serious fucking gems in there.
Yeah, 100%. We picked out the best lines from all of them, but go through. If you're having a day where you're feeling kind of down and, you know, you're questioning yourself and your life goals, that might be a time to bust out the resumes from lieutenant governorships because it might make you feel a little bit better about yourself, everyone.
Right. May we all someday have the unearned confidence of mediocre white men. I hope that all of us someday can have that level. I aspire to that level of confidence to go from manager at Smoothie King to your next lieutenant governor. You too can do it, guys. Fucking apply right now. Obviously, there are no rules. Obviously. You've only ever worked at Petco? Fuck it. Go apply to be lieutenant governor. There are weirder people applying. But ask your husband first.
Applications, everyone. Yes, ask your husband first, because they'll tell you whether or not you're a proper candidate for the position.
Oh, guys, we have some really fucking amazing episodes in the pipes. We've got some great guests lined up. We're now at the point where we're booking guests like 2 or 3 weeks in advance, like an actual fucking show. It's so cute. I love it.
I know.
Keep tweeting at us at Vulpinator1 and at More of This, please. Be sure to catch up on any episodes you've missed on Uprise RI. And please, 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 if you can afford to help, please consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/canwefixit. This is obviously a delight for both Jen and I, but I mean, we did just do like a bunch of homework. It would be nice if we could like buy a bottle of wine about it afterwards. That's all I'm saying. Stay safe, wash your hands, go the appropriate way. down the supermarket aisles. You got anything else?
Excellent.
You got a new one to add this week?
No, I don't have a new one to add. All that today has done is make me just want to fail up just once in my life.
Yes. Let's fail
up.
I
would like to fail up. So fail up, everyone.
Oh, so I guess the last one we would add is maybe learn how to write a resume before you send one out to all of Rhode Island. Just a thought, boys. Just a thought. Thank you guys for tuning in as always, and we'll see you again next week.